following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's up, everyone? It is End Time Headlines here. This is news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. It is Thursday, August the 31st, the last day of August in 2023. We want to welcome you to tonight's broadcast. I am your host, Ricky Scapparo, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. And listen, if this is your first time joining us, somebody invited you into the broadcast, you stumbled upon our broadcast, if you're watching by Rumble, YouTube, or by Facebook, let us know in the comment section below that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. Listen, before we get started on tonight's program, I would love for you guys to download our free app. This is how you're going to keep up with our ministry. Please do not rely on social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any of these social media networks. Everyone, I don't care who you are, you're on borrowed time. Please download our free app. Again, it's available on Apple and Android devices at your Play Store, depending on your device. Look for it. Search for it. End Time Headlines. Look for that official ETH logo. You'll see it right there on your screen. If you're watching this by video platform, under the description of this video, it says download our free app. If you'll hit that link right there where it says to download it, you can click that link. It's going to take you to that page. Download it, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be good to go, and you're going to be able to follow our ministry without censorship or any of that stuff and shadow banning and being lost in the algorithm or any of that. So we want to encourage you to do that today. So listen, tomorrow will be September 1st. We are heading into the fall months. I don't know what many of you guys have heard, what you're seeing, what you're hearing from the Lord, but I know that there is a lot of intercessors. There's a lot of ministers. There's a lot of individuals I call the ones that are on the front lines of what the Lord's doing right now, what's going on, the watchmen. Many of them has, echoed the same thing. And that is we need to really be paying attention to the fall months of this year going into, probably I'd say the end of September, even into especially October. That's why we call this, will we see an October surprise? We're going to talk about that today on today's program. There's some things that we need to be alert about. There's things we need to be awake about, not woke about, awake about, and be attentive and paying attention. And we need to prepare accordingly. Now, I want to give you a foundational scripture for this. It absolutely fits the season, the times, and we're in 2 Timothy chapter 3, very familiar passage. Paul tells Timothy in his letter that know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. And again, we've talked about this on other programs, but the Greek word here, the original Greek language for this phrase, perilous times, is actually defined as dangerous, treacherous, or violent. Let me say that one more time. When Paul emphasized that in the last days, it will be marked by perilous times, he said the times which we will be embarking into will be dangerous, they will be treacherous, and there will be violent. Now, I don't know about you, but these three words here alone, dangerous, treacherous, and violent, absolutely depict clearly the conditions of America, and I would even say the planet right now as we speak. Think about it. We have witnessed unprecedented levels of lawlessness, rioting, debauchery, abominations, looting across the globe, and especially here in the United States. Again, you'll hear me many times, people ask me that are outside of the States, they say, why do you focus so much on the United States? Because again, I am a citizen of America. I was born in America. I believe the Lord uses me as a voice and as a watchman, not just to the world, but to America, especially America. And look, it's no secret, guys. Many has asked this question. Is time running out for America as we know it? Things have escalated so bad and so far that even our founding fathers would not even be able to even recognize the republic that once was established if they were alive and well today. But the sad reality is that most Americans are so distracted by the three-ring circus that is constantly going on in Washington, the social media, entertainment, and all these other distractions that most people are oblivious to what's going on around them. There was a recent poll that was given, that was released rather, that 40% of likely U.S. voters believe that Joe Biden must win the next presidential election or the United States is doomed. I want to say that again. 40% of likely U.S. voters believe. Who are these 40% that voted in this poll that says that Joe Biden has to be the clear winner of the next election? Again, if you don't think a spirit of stupor, I say a spirit of stupid, has come upon the land, then I don't know how much more evidence that you need. And again, the same poll also said that 45% of likely U.S. voters believe that Donald Trump must win the next presidential election or the United States is doomed. So you have, again, it's almost split down the middle. You've got this percentage of Americans that believe that Biden is the savior of America. Then you have this percentage that says that Trump is the savior of America. Well, I've got news for you. Neither Trump or Biden, the elephant party or the Donkey Party, is the savior of America. Only God is. Only Christ is. And until we get Christ as the center of our nation, it's going to continue to unravel at the seams. Look around, it's everywhere. Like I said, that's why I use this strong word, this Greek word perilous, that Paul used in his letter describing the climate of the last days. I don't know how stronger of a word we can use in the original Greek language. We are in perilous, dangerous, treacherous, and violent times. I don't know if you guys saw this video, but this organized crime that is exploding, especially on the West Coast. It's happening even on the East Coast. We're seeing this in parts of America, throughout America, and it's only increasing. We're talking about lawlessness here. Check this out.
Now with a new warning about a surge in organized retail crime, stores are losing big money, raising prices to cover it, and the greatest cost could be to the safety of workers. Errol Reshef here with the details. Good morning, Errol.
Good morning to you, George. Retailers we talked to are losing billions of dollars to organized retail crime, and authorities are warning that this has become an absolute threat to public safety, with violent gangs, dangerous international crime rings, and even groups with suspected ties to terrorism increasingly getting involved.
You've seen the videos of brazen smash and grabs at many different retailers across the country. And federal authorities are now sounding the alarm about coordinated robberies like these.
It's an absolute threat.
It's called organized retail crime, where groups of criminals steal high-value items to then sell online or elsewhere.
They know exactly what stores to hit, when and where. And obviously, the profitability is the key here.
Retailers say this type of crime is reaching unprecedented levels, forcing the average family to pay an estimated $500 more each year on goods.
Okay, there's a lot of things we want to talk about right here. Number one, notice how this is, again, unbelievable because, again, I'm going to give my age here again. Growing up, we never saw anything like this. I remember being a teenager and going to retail stores, department stores, the mall, and people would come in and they would not be openly brazen about stealing things. They would be secretive about it. They would stuff things in their shirt. They would go in the dressing room. They would put on a shirt. They would try to walk out with the shirt. They would try to put it in their pocket. They would try to do these things. And they would get caught on these hidden cameras. And before they ever got out the door, I'm just telling you the truth, guys. I saw this. We all saw this. If you're probably my age, you'll probably witness this one time or another. They would try to get out of the store, but they was already caught. They was already seen. And security guards were waiting for them. And I'm telling you, this was a time when these jokers would be tackled, football tackled, at the entrance or the exit of the store, and they would not even make it out of the store at all. They were going to make it to the car, and the police would come. They would be incarcerated. They would be fined. It would be all these things. But now, look at this. We live now where nobody touches them because of lawsuits and because of this and insurance reasons and public safety. And people just go in and they do whatever they want to do. They take however much they want. They take whatever they want and they leave no consequences. And again, I'm going to go back to the video. Listen what she says here. Who's paying for this? Who's paying the consequences for just allowing this to happen?
Forcing the average family to pay an estimated $500 more each year on goods.
So we are paying for this. And here's the sad part. This stuff was voted in. And these states, they voted for this to come, to allow this to come right in. We want to defund the police. We want to, we don't want any authority. We don't want any of this stuff. So this is the fruit of this. This is lawlessness 101. And friends, if you think it's only going to get better, it's not. It's only going to wax worse.
Are you seeing a dramatic rise in this type of crime?
Absolutely. It's growing double digit year over year.
And Homeland Security officials tell ABC News they now see violent gangs and dangerous international groups getting involved, organizations suspected of ties to drug trafficking or even terrorism financing.
These criminal networks, they may be full-time drug traffickers that see an opportunity to work with a crew that's already stealing.
Big box retailers like the Home Depot have been hit especially hard, investigating hundreds of cases and losing billions of dollars this past year alone.
This is what we refer to our billion-dollar aisles, billions and billions of dollars worth of sales in this product, and then about a third of our losses from a theft and frauds perspective come from, you know, power tools particularly.
Why do you believe that you've seen such an uptick?
Pandemic aside, which kind of emboldened some people wearing masks, so there's the online proliferation. About 90% of our organized retail crime cases involve some type of online selling platform. Opioids and fentanyl continuing to drive the need for fast cash.
But worrying these stores even more, they say thieves are growing more and more violent, threatening employees with guns, knives, even a hammer. Home Depot says it's taking steps to protect its workers and fight growing organized retail crime.
And look, and because of this happening, this is why you're seeing more and more products being locked up in behind closed cases and cages and glass encasements. This is going to be on the rise too, so you might as well get ready for it.
Something like this yourself while out shopping. Big name retail stores like Walmart and Target are putting everyday items, including deodorant, under lock and key to prevent them from being stolen. Some customers say it's ruining the shopping experience. Our national correspondent Stephanie Sandoval is live with us now from Nashville. Stephanie, what are you hearing from shoppers about this?
Alexa, people I spoke to say it's really disheartening to see things being locked up like that and then having to ask an employee to come and unlock the door.
Yeah, and good luck with that. Good luck finding an employee, number one. Number two, good luck finding an employee that will actually do it. And number three, have fun with the wait time it takes to get that individual hunted down, get the key, get back there, unlock the cage, and get your product.
The problem is bigger than just people coming and stealing individual items. The National Retail Federation says it's all due to organized retail crime groups.
Anybody ever seen this at Walmart? They lock the socks. Who's trying to steal that many socks?
Frustration on both sides of the aisle.
What's up, Walmart? Get it together. Why are you locking things up that you're actively recording?
Because they don't want to lose billions of dollars in theft.
Retail stores like Walmart and Target are taking matters into their own hands, locking up everyday items like toothpaste and deodorant. Customers, on the other hand, are tired of it.
The most I've waited one time was like 10 minutes, and that was frustrating.
I come here to buy some deodorant and discover that they've been locked up.
Estreita Braddock posted this video on TikTok back in October after seeing products locked up at her local Target in Los Angeles.
And the area that it's in, it sits at the lower end of Baldwin Hills. in Los Angeles, which is an affluent African-American community.
So when you went in that day in October, you weren't expecting what you were expecting to see.
Absolutely not. I was in shock.
She says since posting that video, they've also locked up more stuff like makeup products and laundry detergent.
It takes away from the pleasures of shopping. You know, you just can't walk into a store and just go, you know, I said, like, I like this product. I want to check it out, you know, and see if I could take the top off and smell it. You know, you can't do that.
Travis.
But this, again, guys, the trend is coming where there's going to come a time when everything's online. I mean, we're heading that direction right now at breakneck speed. You know, clothing, products, everything. You have to order online. You can't go. You go and I don't know where it's what it's like where you live, but the local Best Buy that I have, I go in there. You can't even if you see something on quote unquote display, it's probably not going to be in stock. It's empty. The shelves are completely empty. You have to order it online. You can't. It's just, again, I tell my kids, we sit around and we joke about this and we talk about, and I talk about, oh, the nostalgia of when I was growing up, when you could actually go into a store and you could shop in a store and you could find the products there. They were on the shelves. They were in stock. You could put them on. You could try them on. You could look at them. Like this woman says, you could smell the cologne. You could do this. Those days are over. We live in a whole different world, and it's because we are in perilous times. And guys, this is what I'm saying. There is so many things going on right now that is just, it's like a pot of boiling water that starts out small and then it gets hotter and hotter and the water is increasingly getting hotter and hotter and it's reaching a boiling point to the point where we're trying to put a lid on it and this thing is just going to blow the top. It's going to explode. There's so many things happening in the political arena. There's things happening in the educational sector. There's things happening in the economic sector. There's things happening overseas with Ukraine, with Russia, with China, with North Korea, with Iran. Then you've got the situation that just took place in Hawaii. There is so many, listen, there is videos being released by locals that are being taken down almost instantaneously by Google, by YouTube, and by these social media platforms. So, and we're not talking about bloggers. We're not talking about vloggers. We're not talking about some conspiracy journalist. We're talking about local residents that are filming things on their telephones and reporting from ground zero of the incident in Hawaii. And yet when they upload their videos to these social media platforms, it's immediately being snuffed out and taken down. Now, why is that? You have to ask yourself that. There is now reports that the authorities there in Lahaina has put up miles and miles of this black fencing all the way around the perimeter. Look.
There seems to be a huge emphasis on ensuring that the media and anyone else can't see what's going on here in Lahaina, West Maui. There are miles and miles of this black fence going up that was not here before that is obscuring ground zero and making sure no one can see what's going on inside of there from the road. No one can get in there. No one can take any pictures. And then I've also seen these weird foreign police cars showing up, these special police, I'm not sure what to call them. This is a Nissan, but there's quite a large presence of these standing guard around the perimeter. We've also lost our ability to fly drones really anywhere near this area.
So again, makes you say, again, there has been reports from locals that there is so many loss of lives that this is almost like the number of lives that are lost are far greater than what the mainstream media is telling us. There's such cover up and corruption and conspiracy that's happening there in Hawaii. And I believe this is just a drop in a bucket. I believe there's going to be more and more that's going to come out. It's going to be very interesting to see what comes out of this, especially in the coming months ahead. Then we have this report. A new draconian law went into effect on the 25th of August that institutes extreme censorship of the internet on a global basis. According to The Verge, the European Union's Digital Services Act has officially gone into effect starting, again, the 25th of August, so just a few days ago. Tech giants like Google, Facebook, Amazon, and more, look at this, must comply with sweeping legislation that holds online platforms legally accountable for the content posted to them. So now you have the European Union that is going to be forcing this compliance to all these big tech giants. Again, I quote, to legally be held accountable for the content that they allow be posted on their platforms. So translation, if you thought censorship was bad before, we ain't seen nothing yet. Again, let me go back to this article. Even though this new law was passed in the EU, we'll likely see far-reaching global effects as companies adjust their policies to comply. Here's what exactly the DSA does and how the EU plans on enforcing it. According to the report, the overreaching goal of the DSA is to foster safer online environments under the new rules. Online platforms must implement ways to prevent and remove posts containing illegal goods, services, or here it is, content, while simultaneously giving users the means to report this type of content. Guys, we've covered all this in previous segments, and we talked about how the United Nations, the European Union, the World Economic Forum, all these elite groups are working together, and they're working with artificial intelligence that will work with them to snuff out this type of behavior and offenses. And again, here's all the platforms that will be affected by these new rules. Here's an entire list. Some of these, of course, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google Play, Google Maps, Google Shopping, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, Wikipedia, YouTube, Bing, and Google Search. The EU will require every one of these platforms to update their user numbers at least every 6 months. If a platform has less than 45 million monthly users for an entire year, they will be removed from the list. And listen, Google, I don't know if you know this, but Google, of course, they're spearheading a lot of this. They're right on the forefront of this. They're leading the charge on this. If you go into the Google search engine and you search for an event, let's just say, let's make up a hypothetical event. There was some mass casualty event that took place in a certain city, in a certain state in America. Let's say it just transpired, it just happened. So you, when you get on that search engine and you try to search for results regarding that incident, and you start looking for, watch this, secondary or alternative news outlets other than the mainstream media. You start looking at other sources of news outlets for that information, you will not find them. Google will not display them. And there's a little message that comes up that the information that they're looking for is rapidly changing. For example, here's another article from The Verge. Google is warning users when its search results might be unreliable. They're going to be the ones who are going to arbitrate whether or not what you're looking for is reliable. What sources you're looking for? Is it reliable sources? Check it out. Google will now tell users when search results are, quote, rapidly changing around a breaking story. Some searches will now bring up a warning that, quote, it looks like these results are changing quickly. And a subheading will explain that, quote, if this topic is new, it can sometimes take time for results to be added by reliable sources. Gee, I wonder what's happening while you're looking for those sources. I wonder what's going on behind the scenes. Could it be possible that they're forming a narrative so that when the narrative is done and it's complete and it complies with what they want it to be, then they will allow it to be found by your search engine? In a blog post, the company suggests that users might want to check back later when it's found more results. This notice, has anybody seen this? I've seen this. This notice is initially appearing on U.S.-based English language results. When a topic is rapidly evolving and a range of sources hasn't yet weighed in, Google will expand the tool's presence to other markets in the coming months. In other words, this is not just going to be bound to the United States. It's going to go global. Again, guys, this is straight up Orwellian, dystopian, nightmare stuff here. But of course, when questioned about this, this is what Google says. Quote, while Google search will always be there with the most useful results we can provide, sometimes the reliable information you're searching for just isn't online yet. The company explained, quote, this can be particularly true for breaking news or emerging topics when the information that's published first may not be the, quote, most reliable. So aren't you glad that Google is there for us and they are going to make sure they weed out all those pesky, unreliable, secondary sources that don't fit the narrative and give you exactly who is going to give you the narrative.
Google is facing backlash after reports it has been working to release a censored version of its search engine for the Chinese government. According to The Intercept, there has been an internal struggle within the company about the project, codenamed Dragonfly. The version would comply with China's strict censorship controls, blocking certain search terms. For more, executive editor at CNET News, Ian Schur, joins me from San Francisco. Hi, Ian. What does China want to restrict and censor in Google searches, and what would actually be blocked?
So for the most part, what China's looking to censor is stuff around human rights, free speech, a lot of the stuff that really upsets the regime there. And it's something that tech companies particularly have really struggled against because the ethos around Silicon Valley is this idea of, maximalized free speech and giving access to information to everybody. And so it's set up this very weird power struggle between the Chinese government, who controls access to the Chinese market, and these U.S. tech companies.
Google has a bit of a history with China. This isn't the first time this has come up. Can you tell us a bit more about their previous relationship and what happened then?
Yeah, so Google actually was in China. You could use the Google search engine for quite a while until 2010, when the company pulled out around issues around censorship. But also, you may remember there was concerns about Chinese hacking happening back then. And so now it looks like Google might be turning that around. But it's worth noting part of the reason that we're seeing some of this is that the growth of both Google and Facebook, for that matter, in the United States and the Western world has started to slow. And this is an opportunity. You know, there's 1 billion people in China. It's 3 times the number of people in the United States. It's a big opportunity to grow, but you have to deal with these very hairy issues.
There have been reports of rumblings going around Google headquarters in regards to Project Dragonfly. How are the employees reacting to the idea of a censored Google?
So Project Dragonfly is what this whole thing is being called. And, you know, look, employees generally in Silicon Valley really don't like bending to governments. We've seen this quite a bit, especially at Google. There was another project that was involving the State Department that got very public fight between Google and its employees. And there was pushing back from the employees on the ground. We've seen other stuff like this, too, where a lot of the companies, their employees just don't want to give up on these ideals that they're working toward when they're talking about all the stuff that Silicon Valley does. So it's a very tough issue.
Really tough for the employees. And now Google has not made any public statement denying the claims that they are working with China. What does this say about the project to you?
I mean, it seems like it, you know, from all accounts that this is something that would make sense that they would try to do. And it's serious enough that just a few minutes ago, we saw that Senator Mark Warner sent a letter to Google asking for details. And part of what he's concerned is about the United States giving up on any U.S. company giving up on the ideals of the United States, which is kind of talking about free speech and all of that. So people are taking this as something that's probably a given that at least Google's really seriously looking at it.
American search engine company Google says it will block access to Canadian news content when the government's Online News Act takes effect at the end of the year. The law will require tech giants to strike deals with Canadian news outlets to pay for content. Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, will also block access to Canadian news for Canadian users.
So you say, well, Brother Ricky, that's fine and that's great, but what has this really got to do with an October surprise? Friends, listen, in case you're not paying attention, we're in perilous times and things are changing quickly. The freedoms that we have now, look, I'm telling you, things are going to get so bad. I'm telling you, things are going to get so bad that we're going to look back on this day and these times and think that they were the greatest times on earth. And let me say that again, because I 100% believe that. This is not speculation. This is what I believe 100%. I would say this off the cuff, off the air, off the podcast recording. So I'm going to say it right publicly that I believe things are going to get so perilous, so dangerous, so treacherous, so chaotic in the future that we're going to look back on now, as bad as it is, upside down as it is, as crazy as it is, as stupid as it is, and ridiculous as it is right now, we're going to look back on this timeline and say, man, I would do anything to go back to that. Listen, I believe that there is things coming down the pike that those who have discernment, those who are spending time in God's word, they're in his presence, they are in fasting, they're hearing from heaven, they're hearing from the Lord, they're hearing from the Holy Spirit. They know things are coming down the road. They know that things are going to be picking up speed and accelerating. Then I believe in the natural, officials, agencies, groups, all of these individuals, they all know things that are coming down the road. You don't think that they know things are coming quick? And look at this. A massive emergency alert test will sound alarms on U.S. cell phones, televisions, and radios in October. This is from the USA Today, and I'm just going to read this to you. This is a test. This is only a test. Quote, but it's going to be one very big test. On Wednesday, October 4th at 2:20 p.m. Eastern, every television, every radio, and every cell phone in the entire United States will blare out in a distinctive, jarring electronic warning tone of an emergency alert accompanied by a notice along these lines.
Fall, every consumer cell phone will be part of a nationwide emergency alert test. FEMA and the FCC have scheduled the drill for October 4th at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. You can expect your cell phone to receive an alert that reads, quote, this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed. The reason for the test is to make sure that all systems are prepared in case of a national emergency, and that needs to be sent out to the public. It'll be the second time that all cellular devices are tested.
So again, the reason why these organizations are sending out this nationwide test is to prepare the American people just in case there is a national emergency. Now, what could be the national emergency? That's the real question. What could come to be a national emergency this fall that we have to be prepared? Is it going to be a war on our front? Will war spill onto our shores? Will the economy collapse? Will it no longer be able to withstand itself and be able to uphold itself? Will the house of cards collapse? Will there be another pandemic this fall? We've talked about that. We've talked about this. Will there be another disaster of some sort? Will there be some type of an attack on our soil? Of terrorism. Could there be unforeseen events that we're maybe not being told or that we're not being aware of that could come in the fall months of this year into the winter months of this year. So again, this is what I'm telling you, friends. Listen to what I'm saying. As believers, most of us, I'd say 98% of everyone listening to the sound of my voice that's watching this platform, that's watching this video, watching this segment, you're a believer in Christ. It's time. Listen, we got to get into the Word. We got to get in prayer. We got to be in fasting. We need direction of the Holy Spirit. We need to be sure that we're under the shadow of the Almighty. We need to be sure that we stay close to the Lord, because again, perilous times are here. And we know that it's only going to wax worse. And don't shrug off these warnings. People shrug off these warnings and they say, oh, well, that's just standard. That's just procedure. Okay, listen, I can't even speak of a lot of things here because, again, we want to try to keep this up here and keep this video on these platforms. But you go and research any drills associated with the real thing. There has been countless times where in which there was real disasters, real events, real acts of terrorism on our soil, and literally within days before it happened, there was quote unquote drills and preparations that took place in the event that something should happen down the road. So again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. We want you to stay informed. That's going to be our website, main website. Again, don't forget to download our free app. It's available on Apple and Android devices. You could get it today. When you get it, hit that push notification and you're going to be ready to go and be informed of this. Again, we appreciate you guys. Hit that like button, hit that share button, hit the bell notification so you can push this out on the algorithm and get the word out. If you guys have not yet prayed about becoming a monthly partner, please do that today. This is how you help us to remain strong and active and continue to do what we do on a week-to-week basis. You can give two different ways. It's easy to do. The easiest way is through the app. Hit the donate button down there at the bottom of the app. It's going to bring you to a page where you can give electronically through PayPal, through your credit card, through Venmo, through Cash App, or whatever source that you feel comfortable doing that. Or you can give by check or money order right here on your screen, End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's going to be Monroe, Georgia 30655. So guys, before we close this out this Thursday, and listen, tomorrow, Friday, September 1st, we've got an equipping message. We've got a good preaching message. It's not going to be information like this. We're just going to preach the gospel. I know some of you guys have been waiting for it and you're like, we love the information, Brother Ricky, but we want the equipping. And then there's people that like the information, and there's many of you, and I believe most of you like all of it. But nevertheless, just want to let you know, tomorrow, Friday, September 1st, it's coming. We've got an awesome equipping message. And it's going to be out of the book of Joshua. I think you're going to be blessed by it. So we want to let you know to be here 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to get that word out to you. Let me pray for you real quick. Then we're going to sign off for today. And we will be back here tomorrow evening again, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask that you would watch over us. Your word says that you have angels that assist us, keep us, guard us. There's a hedge that goes around about us that fear you. You said that lest we dash our foot against a stone. We thank you that those that abide under the shadow of Almighty, Lord, you said 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 our right hand, but it shall not come nigh our dwelling. You said that only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, but it shall not come near us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We profess that blood over our families, over our household, over our possessions, over our finances, over our marriage, and over our children and over our health in Jesus' name. We declare the word of the Lord that says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that would rise against us in judgment thou shall condemn. If he be for us, who is he who could be against us? And we thank you for your protecting and keeping power, and we give you glory and honor, and it's in Jesus' name all God's people said amen and amen. God bless you guys. Again, we're signing off tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.